In Netanyahu's speech to Congress yesterday, he described a recent visit to Rafah in southern Gaza. He said he asked a commander there how many civilians had been killed in Rafah since Israel began its offensive there in early May. And he said that commander told him,
practically none, with the exception of a single incident.
That claim caught the ear of NPR's Kat Lonsdorf in Tel Aviv, as NPR has documented several incidents with high casualties in Rafah. A warning, this story contains descriptions of those attacks.
On May 31st, 55-year-old Adib Shakfa was walking with his 32-year-old son in western Rafah. It was a quiet day, he remembers. There was no fighting happening. Suddenly, a small drone appeared. The drone hit his son, he says, who was walking up ahead. Two men rushed in to help, but the drone hit them too. Shakfa says two old women were also hit in the head. He ran to help the women, but they were dead. His son was also killed. When told about what Netanyahu said to Congress about civilian deaths in Rafah, Shakfa had this to say. Netanyahu is known to lie, he says, but the Americans know the truth. In Gaza, it can be hard to know for sure who is a combatant and who is a civilian. Members of Hamas don't generally wear uniforms, and the Gaza Ministry of Health, which has tallied more than 39,000 killed since the war began in October, doesn't differentiate between civilians and combatants in its numbers. But NPR has documented multiple incidents of Palestinians killed during Israel's offensive in Rafah, often women and children. Like on May 7th, when at least 25 people were killed overnight by Israeli airstrikes, including 13 members of the El Derbi family. NPR spoke to the matriarch, Amal, as she sat in a tent that had been turned into a morgue, surrounded by her dead family members. Kids, she cried. They were just kids. Over the next few weeks, the UN reported at least 30 more Palestinians killed by Israeli airstrikes in Rafah, many of whom were women and children. Then, on May 26th, a camp in Rafah housing displaced people went up in flames after an Israeli airstrike. Israel claims shrapnel hit a Hamas weapons storage unit, causing the inferno. Netanyahu did mention this in his speech last night, calling it the, quote, single incident of civilian deaths in Rafah, saying two dozen were killed. But the death toll was at least 45, according to the Ministry of Health, and hundreds more were injured. NPR's Anas Baba was on the scene shortly after it happened and described children's body parts on the ground. He talked to a family of a pregnant woman who had been killed. Since then, the UN has documented at least 40 more Palestinians killed in individual airstrikes in Rafah. Again, many women and children. In Netanyahu's address, he added this as the reason for that allegedly low civilian death toll in Rafah.
You want to know why? Because Israel got the civilians out of harm's way, something people said we could never do, but we did it.
That received a standing ovation from dozens of U.S. lawmakers. But as NPR has reported many times in the past months, there isn't a place in Gaza that is, quote, out of harm's way. More than 80% of the Gaza Strip has been placed under evacuation orders or designated as a no-go zone by the Israeli military, according to the UN. And even, quote, humanitarian areas have been hit repeatedly by airstrikes, as recently as yesterday. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.